Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. 3 years ago, our next guest founded a film festival for high school students in an effort to provide real-life experiences and resources for young filmmakers in South Carolina. The event has grown beyond our state's borders, and while virtual this year due to the pandemic, it has not slowed down. Ray Smith is founder and director of the DOCO Film Fest, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Blythewood, South Carolina. Ray, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mike. It's good to be back again.
Now, for our listeners not familiar with your festival, give us a brief history and overview.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. As you said, our festival was formed 3 years ago. It was formed to be a showcase for high school filmmakers to have a place where the work that they may do at school or as a hobby can be shown to the world. We treat it as a professional film festival. It's not like a school event, and we want them to learn something at the same time, but also provide a showcase not just for their films, but for the issues and stories and the imaginations they have that they want to share.
This year is virtual because of the pandemic. Explain what will be happening this year.
Well, this year, it will be, as you say, 100% virtual, but it will be live and virtual. Unlike some other festivals that have gone for a synchronous event where you can pop in and see the films whenever you want, we're going to watch the films together as if we're together in an auditorium. We'll be using Vimeo, which is a place where many filmmakers store their films and can stream their films from, and we'll be using Zoom. And that allows us to show HD definition films to anyone, anywhere. At the same time, Zoom will allow us to talk about those films. And so we're trying to keep the process that we would have if we were together in an auditorium, but in a virtual space.
And then go ahead and give us the dates and times for the event this year.
This will be on March the 20th and the 21st. Each day will start at 1 p.m. and finish about 5, so that people on the West Coast can join us as well.
And now I know you always have some very interesting special guest speakers. Tell us who you have this year.
Well, we're going to have 4 masterclasses. We will be bringing Michelle Eisenreich back again, our double Oscar winner. She is on our board. She is a Blythewood resident, or was, but now she lives in Vancouver. She will be talking about innovation in film. We have Wally Marzona-Lesnovich, who is from the New York theater and film scene. He's an actor, a screenwriter. He's produced many feature films. He will be talking about how to tell a story on the screen. We also have a new member joining us from the University of South Carolina, Carleen Maurer. She will be talking about how to direct non-professional actors. But we also have other people joining our judging network, including Thaddeus Jones from the Nickelodeon Theater on Main Street in downtown Columbia.
Talk about the films that you have this year and the judging process, how they were selected.
We received 179 films this year, so we grew again from last year, from multiple states across the USA, but also from other countries, including Iran and Poland. What happens, the 179 films come in, we have to identify about 20 films to show and screen at the actual festival itself. So we have a group of judges, they're all professional filmmakers, so we've reduced our 179 down to 20. These 20 films are a real mix of films. We have some fantastic animations. We have short stories. We have documentaries. We have music films. And you'd be surprised just how good they are, what the quality is like. In fact, if anything, this year we've had better films than in the previous 2 years.
Tell us about next year's festival. And I know you're hoping that we can all go to an actual venue, physically attend.
Yes, that's right. It will be within a theater. And we're actually looking and having interesting conversations with the Nickelodeon on Main Street here in Columbia. And one of the issues that's occurred as we've grown is that South Carolina filmmakers are not as present as they were before, we noticed this year. So we're going to add a new award for next year, which will be the best film made in South Carolina. We hope that will entice other local filmmakers to join in as well. We're also reaching out with the Nickelodeon, the IndieGrits Labs, to extend the learning aspects of what we're doing. Our first site will be in Hampton, and we're looking to build that out to other parts of the state as we go forward.
Well, Ray, we're looking forward to this year's festival. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Ray Smith is founder and director of the Doko Film Fest. He spoke to us by phone from his office in Blythewood, South Carolina. We will have a link to the festival posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.